Hi there. I am Nobilis Reed, the creator and host of the Nobilis Erotica podcast, and I'd like you to listen to my show. Just me telling you that might not be very convincing, so I got a few of my friends to record some reasons why you should listen to the Nobilis Erotica podcast.
I like to listen to Nobilis Erotica. I like to listen to it at work, but I can't because I've mixed up the mute and speaker buttons one too many times. Now everyone wants me to dial into their conference calls.
Yeah, that's nice, but I wanted reasons why you should listen.
I stopped listening to the Nobilis Erotica podcast at work when we instituted that open door policy.
Oh, okay. Clearly, not getting...
As a songwriter, I've been trying to let myself be inspired by the Nobilis Erotica podcast, but I had to stop. It's awfully hard to find a rhyme for nipples.
Oh, well, I'd love to listen to the Nobilis Erotica podcast at work, but oh my gosh, I can't. I mean, it's a shared office and, you know, other people have to use that chair. It just wouldn't be right.
Okay. All right then. Fine. The Nobilis Erotica podcast. Not safe for work. Even in headphones. Find all the information about subscribing at nobilis.libsyn.com.
The Treaty of Peace states as follows. To keep peace amongst each other, humans and monsters must stay in their own territory.
If I could kill him, I would.
You've been glaring at me for a while now, Puff. Got anything you want to say?
Where am I?
Morimitsu.
How did I get here?
That's what I would like to know.
What?
I found you in my backyard.
First, it's their goods. Next, it will be their laws. It starts little by little until next thing you know, the humans have taken us over.
Our mouths connect.
You hate Basque.
I did hate him. Or I thought I hate him. It's complicated.
Think about it. We have no legal way to enter each other's territory. Unless we're escorting someone.
Stop it! Stop this whole thing!
Asmodeus.
Daphne.
Basque, you know we can never...
Yeah, I know. Next to him is Pascal and B, who look just as ashamed with their hands shackled.
I am also calling off all escort missions.
I don't want to.
I know. But you have to. On the woman's neck is the image of the crescent moon.
Lyric?
Ah, Angel, my favorite customer. Where have you been? I feel like I haven't seen hide nor hair of you for days now. Was almost worried you got lost again.
Oh, I've been... They put me on temporary leave since the incident.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that. Sounds rough, but hey... You're in uniform now.
Apparently, something big is happening at headquarters and all offices need to report there immediately. But enough about me. What about you? Your whole stand is packed up.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to leave.
Leave?
Well, I am a traveling merchant.
Yeah, but this seems sudden. You didn't even offer any closing sales or anything. What's going on?
I feel like something is about to happen with this kingdom. Whether that is something bad or good, I don't know.
What? Lyric, I'm an officer. If you feel like you're in danger, just tell me.
No. Like I said, I don't know if this change is going to be dangerous. But I feel like it's in my best interest to leave regardless.
So you're leaving on a hunch?
My feelings never let me down. You're a nice guy, Angel. And great business. I hope we meet again one day.
In all my years of being an officer, I've never seen headquarters be in such a state of pure chaos. Vesta, what's going on?
Good. You got my messenger, Bird. I'm sorry.
At first I think she's talking about Basque, but then I notice the daunt expression that briefly runs across her face. What the hell is going on?
Afisas, at attention. Some of you weren't here when we received the message, so I will repeat it for you. About 3 hours ago, Queen Amani was captured and is now held hostage in Morimitsu.
What?
How did she even get over there?
We're not sure.
How do we know she's even there? This could be some kind of prank.
The Queen has been missing from the castle since this morning. The message sent from Morimitsu also included one of the Queen's scarves. We are using this as confirmation that Morimitsu has her captured.
You keep saying captured, but aren't they going to send her over to us? King Jamal—
There is no longer a King Jamal. As of 3 hours ago, King Vex has been in charge of Morimitsu.
What?
In the message, it was stated that King Jamal and Queen Amani are married.
I open my mouth to say something, but nothing comes out. My vocal cords are just in a state of shock as the rest of my body.
At least, by were-hyena standards. This, of course, goes against the treaty. And they have dethroned King Jamal. And worse yet, the new king, King Vex, wants to use this as an excuse to end the treaty. Enough! We have no proof whether the king and queen's marriage is true, but even if it is, we still have a duty to carry out. The queen should be judged for her crimes here, not Morimitsu. We are ordered to storm the kingdom and bring her back unharmed. And I don't believe Morimitsu will make things easy for us. Pack your weapons. We'll storm the gate in 20 minutes.
Vesta, are we going to war? Her eyes cast downward, and I know my answer.
I'm sorry.
I have already alerted Kijiji Mura to their queen's treason. I have also alerted them that I will not be returning her to them.
Brother.
Silence! I am the king now, so you will listen to me. I knew it. I told you all. Humans would be the downfall of this kingdom. But you all laughed. Don't listen to the half-blood. He's just a fool. And you, my brother, agreed with them.
Vex, I never. You have to understand.
I said silence. I first realized it when that bird was discovered with his little human harlot. I couldn't understand why you refused to execute him. You are the great and powerful king. You're supposed to carry out the law, protect our people. I wanted to write it off as you being soft-hearted as always, but I couldn't. Your outrage at the mere mention of execution, it was just too personal. So, I did what I had to do to find out the truth. Unfortunately, I had to deal with a couple of witches, but I got what I needed.
Please, brother, don't hurt her. It's not what you think.
Caught with your pants literally down, and you still attempt to play the fool.
No. I admit to you all that I am, and have always been, in love with Queen Amani.
Jamal.
But that does not mean she feels the same way for me. Yes, she carries my mark, but that means nothing. I...
No. Jamal, stop. The mark on my neck is one I took willingly.
It's a mark I wanted because I love your king. That's right. We love each other, and there is nothing wrong with that. The treaty is a 1,000-year-old paper that was created in a time of hate and ignorance. We've grown so much since then. We can leave it in harmony with each other. We don't need a wall to separate us.
Hear how the human lies, attempting to change your beliefs and views, as she must have done with my brother.
If there is anyone here, those walls hurt the most. It's you, Vex.
I beg your pardon?
You're just as human as you are a monster, no matter how much you try to deny it. I know of your struggles. You can't transform as your brother can. You're unable to eat certain foods common to a monster's palate. Your sense of smell is about as powerful as a human's.
Who told you?
Your brother. He cares about you. Always has. He also wants to end the rule of the treaty, and not just because it will allow us to be together, but because it could help you as well. I know it couldn't have been easy growing up as the only half-monster in Morimitsu. Never really fitting in. Not knowing what your body can and can't do. In Kijijimura, we have the tech to help you understand how your body works. We can even do a blood test to track down your real path.
Enough! How dare you insinuate that I would ever want help from—
Stop! Please, King, you've made your point. Yes, I agree. I turn around and see Asmodeus behind me. His beard has become scraggly. His uniform was covered in wrinkles. Huge dark circles hung under his eyes. He had taken the ban on escort missions just as hard, or maybe even harder.
We understand the seriousness of this situation, but there is no need for violence.
But that's where you're wrong. Did you forget that I alerted Kijijimura that we have their queen? I'm sure they're getting ready to storm the kingdom as we speak.
Just hand her over to them.
No. You see, as much as it pains me to say this, I agree with our little dark-haired beauty over here. I think it's time we get rid of the treaty. I think it's time for war.
War? Vex!
You can't—
Yes, I can! I finally fucking can! I'm king now, and I will finally do what you should have done years ago!
Fine. You want to be king, you want to start a war, fine! But if you're going to do it, then do it right. Kill me.
Jamal!
What?
You heard me. Kill me. Use my death to mark the start of war. What's the matter? You're going to have to kill me regardless, remember? I broke the law. I fell in love with a human. That means I face the ultimate punishment, which is...
death.
Exactly. But I don't want you to have an Afisa or a guillotine to do it. You have to do it.
I...
There are so many of them. Probably over 100. Many of them look ready to strike. Despite how serious I know the situation has become, I can't stop myself from scanning the crowd for him. My eyes roam over the wave of human Afisas, hoping to spot his sandy complexion or silky raven hair. It's not until they stop marching, mere inches away from me, that I notice him. He's in the front row, a few feet away from Vesta, and looking beautiful as always. His eyes catch mine.
He's here! Of course he's here, you idiot! He's an officer of the kingdom you're about to go to war with!
It's taking every part of me not to just go over there and kiss him.
What I wouldn't do to be in his arms right now.
King Vex. We have come to politely ask for the return of our queen.
Oh, right. War.
Politely? Maybe you humans do it differently, but in Morimitsu, we don't gather up an army of people when we're just asking for a request.
Please. Your Highness, we wish for no bloodshed. Allow the Queen to leave with us, and we will cause no trouble.
No.
Then you are asking for war.
She tightens her hands around the sheath of her blade. Will we actually have to fight?
So be it.
Fine. Have at your...
Her face has gone white. She seems frozen in place as she stares wide-eyed at the crowd in front of her. Or, more specifically, at a certain monster in that crowd.
Sherry. I almost forgot that she was here. She's standing a few feet away from me, looking both confused and afraid.
Captain, do we attack?
For a moment, I think this might be over.
What is he doing?
I run towards Sherry, knowing I won't make it in time.
Sir? Who gave you orders to attack?
They're monsters. Aren't we supposed to...
I look at the crowd behind me, and they all stare as if I've grown a second head. Well, maybe that's not true, as some of them have two heads themselves. The point is, they clearly never seen a human protect one of their kind before.
Sherry, are you okay?
Yeah. Angel.
I look at Vesta, who seems torn between being relieved that Sherry is okay and furious at the guy that attempted to kill her. I then look at Basque, who is now smiling at me.
I know what I have to do.
I'm sorry, Vesta. I can't do this.
Ha! See how easy these humans scare? Basque, slay him at once!
I'm not fighting either, Vex.
What?
I won't be fighting in this war because I too have fallen in love with a human. I grab Angel's hand, and for the first time in days, I feel whole again.
I knew it! I knew there was something going on with those escort missions! Ah, the joys of being right! Well, Asmodeus, looks like you just got a promotion. Your first duty as captain is...
to admit that I've also fallen in love with a human.
What?
Her name is Daphne. And I love her with all my being.
I too am in love with a human.
What? This is repulsive. Someone, anyone, kill them now! Have you all gone deaf or blind? These people have committed a crime! A sin! Human or monster, you know what must be done!
A human Afisa comes forward, and I quickly pull Angel behind me.
Something weird happens.
Is he transforming?
Hey everybody. My name is Ish, and as you can tell, I'm a Kushtaka. A few years back, I got curious about what it was like in Kijijimura. So, I transformed into a human and went to find out for myself. There, I fell in love with a beautiful woman, a tinker. She's very good at what she does, the best in the kingdom. She also knows that I'm not human, and doesn't give a damn about it.
Wait, you've worked at headquarters, and you've been a human this whole time?
Yeah, I know. Y'all's background checks are shit.
What now?
Yeah, I too wish not to do the whole war thing, mainly because I'm human.
He grabs his pointed ears, and then pulls them off as easy as an old band-aid.
I, too, was curious about how the other side left, so I popped these babies on and crossed over. But I stayed too long. When I was finally ready to leave, the wall had been built. No, don't worry. It's not all bad. I met a nice guy here. An incubus. I've already revealed to him I'm not a monster, and he accepts me all the same. In fact, he's on the Council of Order and has been wanting to speak on getting rid of the wall for years now.
Okay, enough! Enough! This has gone on far too long.
Another human steps forward.
Are you fucking serious right now? And what are you, a changeling, a tanuki, a fake spirit?
No. I'm just a regular human. But since you mention it, I am in a relationship with a ghost.
What? Stop! Stop! No more stories, no more confessions, no more! Just for the sake of sanity and to make it easier on me to round you all up! Humans, raise your hand if you are or ever have been in a sexual and or romantic relationship with a monster.
I watch in shock as more than half of the square raised their hands.
How? Monsters? Same question, but with humans. That's almost all of you. How? The wall!
I have long claws, so I just dig under it.
I have wings, so I can just fly over.
I'm made of slime, so I just go through the pipes and pop over to the other side.
Elmer?
Sorry, Captain.
It's all right. It's more than all right.
You are all disgusting! Horrible! I can't... Ugh.
He runs down the street. Where? I'm not sure. But that doesn't matter now. Let them go.
Yes. Imani.
Jamal.
Are you two okay?
Other than being a little nippy, I'm fine.
Get her a blanket.
Are you still king?
Are you risking to find out?
No, your majesty. A blanket, right away.
I interlock my fingers with Bask once again. Gods, I didn't realize how much I missed simply touching him.
Look at him. Even now he tries to hide his emotions, attempting to purse his lips to keep from smiling. Gods, how I've missed him. Angel.
Huh?
I love you.
What? You just can't...
No. Well, if you don't feel the same way, I could just take it back.
No, I... I love you too.
Well, it looks like we're gonna have to make some changes in the kingdoms.
I think you mean our kingdom.
Gods, Bask, keep this up and I will bend you over that chair.
Doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Oh my gods. Can you two take your hands off each other for 2 seconds?
My apologies, Vesta.
I swear, I need to carry around a spray bottle.
You're one to talk. How's Jerry?
She's fine. A little worried about being the only monster in Daphne's group of bridesmaids, but I've been coming up with some unique ways to ease her stress. Speaking of which, have you decided what you're going to do for Asmodeus's bachelor party?
Well, I suggest we go to an exotic dance bar, but Mr. Killjoy here put the X on that idea.
He's not that type of person.
He asked us to take part in an orgy.
Shh! We are here to see the king and queen.
Ah, good. You're all here.
Please, come closer to the throne.
Sorry for taking so long with arranging this meeting. Things have been pretty wild here, with the unification of the two kingdoms.
Which brings us to why we called you all. I personally can't thank you all enough for standing up to my brother. Without your actions, we all could have been caught in a never-ending war.
Has he come back yet?
No. It seems he left the kingdom for good. But now is not the time to linger on sad thoughts.
Sad?
Jamal's right. We wanted to reward you for helping us get rid of a horrible and outdated law.
It took us a while to come up with the perfect reward, but we think we finally figured it out. Honey, if you will.
Yes. Captain Nakamura, Captain Bosk, and Afisa Perez, for your help in tearing down the ban on monsters and human relations, we have decided to strip you of your right to work at headquarters. From here on out, you are no longer Afisa and are banned from the position forever.
May I ask, why?
Yeah, I thought we did a good.
Yes, you did a lot of good.
But
you all abused your power. You faked escort missions, lied to your fellow Afisas, and tricked citizens into being involved in your plan.
Treaty law or not, those actions aren't justifiable.
However, since you guys helped unify the kingdom, we decided to just fire you instead of imprisoning you all.
Fired! They actually fired us!
Fine with me. I've been thinking about becoming a whip artisan anyway. See you two at the shower.
I can't believe it. We stopped a war and everything. And what's so funny?
You. You're not as angry as you try to let on.
No, I'm not. What about you? How do you feel about it?
Happy.
Really?
Growing up, they taught me that Ephesus protected the people in the kingdom. But when I became a part of the system, I realized the whole protect part was just code word for making sure humans never came into contact with monsters. It didn't bother me at first until...
Until...
Until I got to know you. When we started this, I didn't think it would end up being, well, this. But then I got to know you. Really know you. And I realized I wasn't comfortable working at a job that forced me to keep you away from me. You're blushing.
Shut up. So, what do you plan to do now that you're jobless? Write a book about our steamy tryst during the time of the ban? Seeing how well it's working out for Mr. Dryad, I think you can make a lot of money out of it.
I think I'll let Histopher keep the title of best-selling novelist for now. I'm thinking about taking a break for a while. Go on a vacation. Maybe take a little inspiring chef with me.
New Bangkok is still fighting tooth and nail to keep the ban going in their region.
Yeah, but there are other places in the world that are now opened up to us. And honestly, as long as I'm with you, I don't care where we go.
You're such a...
I love you too.
This has been Fuck Humans, written, produced, and sound designed by me, Chelsea. The voice of Angel was Ben Russell. The voice of Baskin Asmodeus was the monster boyfriend. The voice of Sherry was Sun Lily. The voice of Vesta was Arrow Buddy. The voice of Prince Vex was J.V. Hampton Van Saint. The voice of Elmer was Kyle Nishimur. The voice of Queen Imani was Forenza Audio. The voice of King Jamal was J. Royal VA. The voice of Lyric was Vin Vox.
Background characters with Brandon Jenkins, Tom Munier, and Splat House Vic. Music used in this episode was Uncharted by Tom Mito, Nirvana Part 2 by Lynn Music, Tokyo Beats by Real Heroes, Before Dusk by Martin Clem, UUU by Clarence Reed. Well, that's it, guys. No more. That's all the episodes we have out. It was nice. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you, the voice actors. Thanks for everybody who worked with me. It was awesome, but now on to bigger and better things. Unless... Okay, so here's the thing. When Fuck Humans originally started, there was no plans for a second season. The idea was to just release the 8 episodes, and then possibly have minor episodes afterwards, and then that was it. But as the show started to grow and we started to get more listeners, people were voicing that they would love to see more of Fuck Humans. They wanted to see a second season. They want to see more of the world, and they want to see what's outside of Morimitsu 2 and Kijimera. And so I was like, Originally, I was like, well, I can't really see a point of a second season. But then I like thought for 15 minutes, like, oh, yeah, there's some possible ideas here. But there is a problem. When I originally started this podcast, I made a promise to the voice actors that once all the episodes are out, I would do my best to try and reimburse them the best I could. The original plan was to, you know, like, get episodes out, and then, like, halfway through the season was over, I would launch a Kickstarter. And that was supposed to happen this year. But, as I guess you can all guys assume, that didn't happen because of our lovely friend Corona. Yes, when the pandemic hit, it hit hard, as for all of you, as it did for me. And I don't feel comfortable right now to release a Kickstarter or any type of crowdfunding for one. While Fuck Humans has grown a lot, I don't believe that we've grown enough to the point that I could release a crowdfunding in a pandemic and receive enough money to get it to meet the goal. But also I would feel a little bit guilty trying to ask a lot of you who are probably currently unemployed right now to give me money to create more of this, while diverse and unique audio still a sex field audio, and which of course nothing is wrong, we're pro sex here obviously, but there's probably better things you can do with the little money you possibly have right now. Now, I guess this will also where I would say, hey, but if you do have some coin to spare, maybe head over to our Patreon. Well, that's another problem. Starting next month, which would technically be next year, hopefully, if I get this out on time. Starting at the end of January of 2021, I will be putting the Patreon on pause. I'm doing this because I feel like I've done such an ill poor job at running it so far. Like I said, when the pandemic hit, it hit hard and made a lot of the content I was planning on putting out there hard to constantly upload. And because of that, I will put the Patreon on pause. As well as for the fact that, well, there's currently aren't a lot of episodes coming out now that this season has ended. Well, no episodes at all, actually. And because of that, that means there's a lot of tiers on that list that are going to get unused, or I just basically have to close. So now you're thinking, but how do I help this show grow? How do I help support this show? Well, that is easy. All you guys have to do is talk about the show. Talk about the show with your sex positive friends. Talk about the show online. Draw fan art. draw, make animatics? Animatics. Just talk about the show, review the show, talk about how crazy it is, talk about how bad it is, whatever. Word of mouth is the one, like, most guaranteed way to get people to listen to the podcast. And the more people who listen to this podcast or know about this podcast, the higher chance we have to getting people to give us money for when we do launch our Kickstarter. I can't remember if I even mentioned this already, but yes, I do plan on launching a Kickstarter once everything has calmed down. And hopefully, once that has happened, we have grown enough of a community that would feel the need to want to fund a second season and reimburse our lovely voice actress who voiced on the show. Now, if you're still wanting some more of that good monster loving, that good gay monster loving, well, there's several things you can do. For one, you could probably just search for, like, gay podcasts that have monsters in it, and you could probably just find a loads of podcasts. I swear, while not erotic, there are a lot of podcasts out there that are both gay and have monsters in it. But after you do that, you can also head over to the Mostica Pod or Mostica, or search it in whatever podcast you have, and you can listen to my podcast there. I also run the Mostica Podcast, which isn't a serialized podcast as Fuck Humans, but it is an anthology one. So each episode features a single story about certain characters and a certain monster and whatnot. It is, of course, an erotica like this one. And it is also a very gay one like this one. So hopefully you enjoy that. Also, I am launching another podcast, because isn't that just the darnest thing? Once you start one, it continues a cycle. Yes, I am launching another queer erotica podcast, but this time it will be a collaboration with a lovely person that some of you may or may not know. But hint, if you are listening to this podcast, chances are you know or seen their work. I can't give more on that, but it will be coming out next year, so check out for that. Yeah, and I guess that's it. I just want to thank, before I leave, I just want to thank every single one of you. I want to thank the people who helped work on this with me. I want to thank all the people I met along the way. I want to thank all the fans, who listen to this, weird and wacky podcast. You guys have been awesome, and this podcast, even with all its flaws, has been like an amazing thing to create, and I really want to thank you guys. I really hope I can in the future provide you guys with more episodes of the show and more content, and hopefully increase my audio and writing skills to give you even like a worthier story, worthy of a fan page that has been created thanks to this. Thank you guys so much.
Years hating humans in the game world. Ah!
Whoa there, friend. You seem in rough shape. Do you need any help?
No. I've had enough of your kind. Just leave me alone.
Oh, come now. Times are changing. Plus, you look like you could use a friend. And food, to be honest. I have all the meats, veggies, fruits you can eat. No charge.
Listen, I... Did you say fruit?